What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 151, Strong the Iron Will Way. So as you guys know by now, big fan of inspirational books, stories, podcasts, movies, you name it. So just yesterday, a couple days ago, somebody turned me on to a Joe Rogan podcast. I've listened to Joe's podcast for a long time. Great guy, lots of interesting guests. But this particular guest was extremely compelling. I had a hard time stopping. I mean, the podcast is like 2 hours long. I could barely stop to go to work. But I'm not even going to try to like tell the story again because it's 1,000 times better coming from him. But the gentleman's name is David Goggins. A quick Google search will show you who this guy is. But basically, he has several, I know at least one, world records, Guinness Book of World Records in physical achievements that are mind-blowing. And I don't have them written down, I don't have them in front of me, but I mean, it was something absurd, like 4,500 and some pull-ups in like 17 hours. I mean, just literally non-stop pull-ups for 17 hours. I can't even wrap my head around that. And, you know, for someone who's been around the physical world for quite some time and seen some pretty incredible physical feats, I can't even believe that. He does some of these ultra runs where it's like 230 miles of like nonstop running for 36 hours. I mean, just insane stuff. But what really stood out, a couple things, I took notes while I was listening to him because he was so compelling to me. And a couple things that stood out. More than that, because that stuff is amazing, but it was really about his message was about the fact that a lot of people see him now as the person that he is, and they don't realize the journey or where he came from, and that he wasn't like this. He wasn't born like this. In fact, he was the opposite. At one point, as a young guy, he was extremely overweight, probably 100 pounds heavier than he is now. You know, in his own words, kind of a loser. And afraid of everything, lazy, did nothing, and they just made a decision. And what he talks about is a day that he was sitting on the couch, and this is the part that I wrote down, and he had found that he had always blamed everybody else for his circumstances, and he kind of had the right to do so because he had some pretty terrible circumstances, which if you listen to it, you'll understand. But he realized at that point, you know, he could no longer blame it on his dad. He could no longer blame it on his childhood upbringing. And he could no longer blame it on his racist neighbors. He could no longer blame it on the guy who fired him. He could no longer blame it on the fact that he didn't have an education. Like, there was just, he said, I realized that nobody's going to fucking save me. And that, I just like paused it and wrote it down right there. Nobody's going to fucking save me. And I thought about how many times, you know, I think even growing up, right? We love those, we love superhero movies. We still do. We love all these things where kind of somebody comes to the rescue, right? And I feel like subconsciously we might grow up thinking that's going to happen. And I don't know. I kind of remember that. Silly story, but I think it speaks to what I'm talking about. I remember like, you know, you guys have heard me learn, like, I learned hockey at a pretty late age, but it was really my passion through high school and college. And I can remember, like, being in high school and, like, practicing in my basement and, you know, really hoping and thinking that maybe somehow, you know, at my, like, I mean, I couldn't even play in level 3 college, okay? So, you know, let's put this into perspective. I couldn't play at a Division III school, much less Division II or I or anything like that. But somehow, secretly, I was, like, hoping that I was going to, like, somehow get discovered and go to, like, a kick-ass college and then be a pro hockey player, right? Now, that's not a goal at that point. That is a dream. That is a, like, dream without any basis in reality. So that's, when we talk about goals and dreams, like, that's the kind of a thing where that's not something you can, like, really work towards and actually try to achieve, because it was just not possible at that time. You have to be somewhat, realistic is a dangerous word, but anyway, Not the point. The point was, I can remember thinking that by some fucking miracle, that's going to happen. And of course, it didn't happen. And I feel like a lot of people kind of do that, where they're kind of waiting for this miracle to somehow come and shake themselves out of their current life slash situation. And that's just not going to happen. So if you're somebody that's in a position where you're overweight, out of shape, not feeling great about yourself, unhealthy, it's time to, you know, sit down and realize that nobody's going to fucking save you. Like, this is your life, this is your shit, and no matter what was involved in getting you to that position, to this position that you're currently in, no one's going to come rescue you, man. No one's going to come and change that for you except for you. And that goes the same for everything. You know, that's the same for if you've been in that job for 20 years that you just despise. And we talk about this a lot at work, and that, you know, it's such a fucking blessing to be able to do what you love and what you enjoy to make a living. And if you can't, I really feel like it's so worth it to do whatever it takes to change that, because we spend so much of our time at work that if that part of your life is not enjoyable and rewarding, I think you're going to have a tough time having a rewarding and enjoyable life. That's just completely 100% my opinion. And I know that it is, again, it's not easy. It's not easy to, like, learn a new craft, find a new job, leave your benefits, all that stuff. But if it's something that's making you miserable, you have to do it. And I would say the same thing with, you know, let's call it weight loss and getting in shape. If your body is in a position that it is keeping you from things that you enjoy, right? One of our favorites, Tracy, the other day posted about how she went to an indoor trampoline park with her kids recently. And it was the first time in her whole life that she's actually participated in physical activity with the kids. Prior to this time, every time she went to a trampoline park or a playground or an amusement park, the kids would ask her, "Are you going to do it, Mom?" She would say no, because she was self-conscious about the way she looked. She was self-conscious and concerned about her physical abilities. Could she even do it? Would she embarrass her kids if she tried? Would she get hurt? All this stuff. Now, having been working out consistently for probably a year now, she looks great. She feels great. She said, "Yes, I'm going to do it." And her sister got her wristbands and went out there and had a great time. She said, "And it felt so good." And that's what it's about, right? So if you are the person that is not joining in because of the way you look and feel, if you're the person that is getting bad news every time you go to your checkups from the doctor, no one's going to save you. You know, that guy can't do anything about it. You know, your trainer can't even do anything about it. That's on you to decide to make the decisions to change those circumstances. And, you know, we talk a lot about change takes time, but I would disagree that the decision to change takes 1 second. 1 second, change the course of your entire life. You make the decision that today's the day I'm picking up that phone. Today's the day I'm sending that email to learn about joining that gym that I've been thinking about for a year. Fucking do it. Because that 5 seconds can change your life, and that 5 seconds will save you, because you are making a decision, but no one else is going to come do it. And that just spoke to me so loudly, and I think many of us have been in that position. And I can remember feeling that way several times. And kind of waiting for something to happen, waiting for some good fortune. And what I learned is that good fortune comes when I started making moves towards it, right? And that's where all the quote-unquote good luck seems to happen. You know, when you start making those phone calls, when you start making those connections, when you start taking those actions, you start going to the gym, you start changing your eating habits, then maybe you run into somebody who helps you change your life. Right? Maybe you're fortunate enough that you start going to the gym, start training, and start eating differently. Then you bump into that partner, that coach, that somebody who trains your life. But that person doesn't come find you. You need to seek them out. So I would challenge you that if you're feeling like that, today's the day that you fucking save yourself and make that phone call. And then one more note that I took, and I think it's applies is that he talked about being a warrior. Now, this guy was in the service, Navy SEALs, the whole nine yards, and I feel like that's always part of that story. And there's no denying that that you know, you got to be a fucking badass to just even think about doing that, right? So he talked about being a warrior. And, you know, we talk about that a lot at the gym, and I think sometimes people that get confused, you know. I wasn't in the military. I'm not a fighter. I'm not a boxer. I'm not a warrior by the classic sense of a warrior. And not too many people that I know are that sense of a warrior. But I like to describe it the way he described it. And he said, man, I'm a warrior. He said, there's people with more combat experience than me. I'm not talking about that. He said, my definition of a warrior is someone that just keeps coming. He says, I'm going to be here today. I'm going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. And I'm not going to stop. He said, I'm not different than anybody else. I'm just driven. You know, I'm not gifted. He said, I'm not gifted, but I'm just driven. And that spoke to me, because I think a lot of people feel like, oh man, I'm not that much of a badass. You know, I'm not that much of a warrior. You guys know we have a, you know, series of clothing that say lift heavy, be kind. And I've had several people say to me, you know, I can't wait to get one of those shirts. I said, what are you waiting for? So I don't really lift very heavy yet. I'm gonna wait till I can lift heavy. Bullshit. I said, lifting heavy is relative. If you are just getting started and 65 pounds is heavy for you, you're lifting heavy. If you've been lifting for 20 years and you're a high-level power lifter on 600 pounds is heavy for you, that's heavy. But heavy is relative. And it's the same thing. Challenges that we face in life are relative. So if you are somebody that's going to fucking show up and face the challenges head on, get up every day, go to the gym, get that weight off, get to the gym every day, put some muscle on, get stronger, challenge your body to be better, start making moves in your personal life, social life, whatever, to like change things that you don't want to see anymore. That's a warrior, man. That's challenging. That is hard to do. That's something you got to face every day. And those kind of challenges can be as difficult, if not more so, than the physical challenges. You know, for a lot of people going to the gym that first day, that first week, that first month, that's not physical. That's emotional, man. That's a mental, emotional struggle. That's about being self-conscious about the way you look, being embarrassed, being the new guy, being the beginner, falling down in front of people, you know, not knowing how to do stuff, being embarrassed. That's mental. The physical part, you're not scared of that physical part. You think you're scared of the physical part, but you're actually scared of the mental part. And that part can be harder than the physical. But as we've learned, where the body goes, the mind soon follows, right? So you start putting in work and getting the body stronger, and then the mind starts to believe that you can do it. So that's the message for today. No one's going to save you. Be a warrior. Show up again and again and again. Have a great day, you guys.